Ross, sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 23, 1902. Dear Sister Ross, I hope that you are able to be up and around. How glad I should be to see you living out of the city, in some place where you could step from the house into a garden to enjoy the beauties of nature. Nature speaks to us of God's love. In the beautiful flowers, we can read an expression of our Heavenly Father's love for His children. My sister, look up through nature to nature's God, the great master artist, and speak forth your thanksgiving to Him for the tokens of His love. The Sabbath was Christ's busiest day for healing the sick. On this day, He could best reach those who were laboring during the week. Wherever He went, He was a medical missionary, an unerring physician, speaking words of tenderest sympathy and compassion. How precious to them were His words of comfort and love. From Him flowed a stream of healing power, and the sick were made whole. He healed men and women with unhesitating willingness and with hearty joyfulness, for He was glad to be able to restore suffering ones to health. Christ established His temporary hospital on the green hill slopes of Galilee, and in every other place where the sick and the suffering could be brought to Him. In every city, every town, every village through which He passed, with the tender compassion of a loving Father, He laid His hand upon the afflicted ones and made them whole. This same work Christ has empowered His church to do. May He increase the faith of His people to believe that He, the Blessed Healer, is present to hear every syllable of the prayers offered to Him in the simplicity of true faith. Christ, in His prayer to the Father, says, "The glory which Thou gavest Me I have given them." John 17, verse 22. His disciples in this time are to pray for the sick, as verily as did His disciples of old. And the sick will recover, for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. James 5, verse 15. Christ is ready to give His disciples special earnestness in offering effectual, fervent prayers and special experiences in answer to these petitions. Jesus frequently spent all night in prayer, His humanity taking hold on the divinity of His Father, from which source came fresh supplies of restoring power to exercise in behalf of the sick and afflicted. We need the Holy Spirit's power, the calm assurance of faith that can claim God's promises. My sister, let the language of your heart be, "I cast my helpless soul upon the mighty Healer, who is able to save to the uttermost all who come to Him." The Lord desires you by faith to place your hand in His, and to say, "If Thou wilt, Thou canst make me whole. Take away my unbelief." See Mark 1, verse 40, Mark 9, verse 24. Can you not take the Lord at His word? You need not lie helpless, but may in faith rise and walk. Be whole, because the mighty Healer is present to make you every whit whole. My sister, the Lord's word to you is, "Rise up and walk. Be whole. Be free from disease." Let us be of good courage in the Lord. We have a precious Savior. Let us magnify His holy name. I desire to hear from you and to learn that you are well. I desire to hear that the name of the Lord has been magnified through your restoration to health, and that He has put a new song into your mouth, even praise unto our God.